Pretoria and Emalahleni 20, Johannesburg 18, Tzaneen 25.
Tabiso Kambula for your time. Save a traffic, a 10-minute delay towards Stars. That's on Iskiampahlele Drive North, Steve Biko Street South, an accident there near De Beer Street.
Joe Mann with your sport headline. South Africa 89 for 3 in their match against Sri Lanka, and the Blitzbox looking to finish strong at the Sevens LA tournament.
The South African National Defence Force says it started the phased withdrawal of its personnel and equipment from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows a directive issued by the Southern African Development Community. Last month, SACD decided to end its deployment in the DRC after 17 soldiers died in the conflict launched by M23 rebels.
A reconnaissance mission which included the representative from Republic of Malawi, Republic of South Africa and United Republic of Tanzania and the SADC Secretariat was conducted to assess and confirm the withdrawal route from Goma through Rwanda to Chato in the United Republic of Tanzania. The team's findings informed the finalization of the withdrawal plan.
That's the SANDF spokesperson, Prince Shabalala. On to today's big court news, it's judgment day in the Jocelyn Smith kidnapping trial. The six-year-old girl from Middle Pulse in Saldanha Bay in the Western Cape disappeared in February last year. Her mother, Kelly Smith, along with Jacqueline Apollos and Stefano van Rijn, faced charges of kidnapping and human trafficking in connection with the little girl's disappearance. For more on that story, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. To the report now, where a body believed to be that of a three-year-old boy who went missing near the Doornkop mine has been found. The little boy disappeared while playing with friends last weekend. Selakile Dwaba has more.
Three-year-old Mojale Fazavuli was reported missing on Sunday after he failed to return home. Family, friends and residents of the Tepison community have been searching for him ever since. Yesterday, a body believed to be that of Savuli was recovered in a dam. That's the area where he was last seen. An autopsy report is yet to be carried out. Police say investigations continue. Selakile Dwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has lauded COSATU for defending the rights of workers over the last 40 years. Ramaphosa addressed union members at a special May Day rally held in Middelburg in Mpumalanga yesterday.
For COSATU continues to be a powerful federation and a true representative of the workers of this country. So on this day, comrades, we pay tribute to the leaders and members of COSATU who sacrificed so much for the achievement of democracy.
In news abroad, Russian strikers wounded more than 30 people in Ukraine overnight. This comes a day after Kiev and Washington signed a landmark minerals deal. And finally, today is International Harry Potter Day. It's a celebration of author J.K. Rowling's beloved wizardry world. Rowling's literary series holds the Guinness World Record as the highest selling series by a single author at over 500 million copies sold. All seven of the original Harry Potter series books were made into 8 films, which were shot in the UK and Ireland. I'm Chanel September. More news to follow at 9.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
At the tone, please record your message.